This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters if there's sisters other sisters in Islam إن شاء الله طيب سبحان الله before we start today I met a couple of brothers ما شاء الله they hosted on this poor slave of Allah brother Yusuf and brother Mustafa so I'd like to Jazakumullah khair, and it was really nice to see a good youth all the way down under. Jazakumullah khair, and I remember a while back when I visited different countries, you bond with brothers, and then you have to leave. And they told me something I haven't forgotten. They said, wherever you go in the world, you will find good brothers. So alhamdulillah, to come here all the way to Australia, and find good brothers that keep that, mashallah, sentiment alive. Jazakumullah khairan. So we certainly appreciate it. I also found something out. It's a treasure. Something called Nino or something. What's that? Nendos? Oh, man. You guys are hidden treasure here in Australia. So we have to do something about it in Canada, alhamdulillah. So if we don't find it there, we'll start a new franchise, inshallah. So, Jazakallah khair, brother, and inshallah, the brother that also invited us for lunch. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah feed you from the food of heaven, inshallah. Tayyib, let's start officially, inshallah, with the topic is heart to heart. Heart to heart, usually, my target audience is the youth. But hopefully, we'll find your heart, inshallah. So, Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah. I want you to make way for a hero. A hero that is coming through. This hero is so strong, so brave, so special, so unique. This hero is one of a kind. This hero lives within you. This hero could be you, akhi and ukhti, inshallah. This hero is the one that lowered their gaze. This hero is the one that closed the gates of disobedience. This hero is the one that said no to drugs. This hero is the one that said no to fornication and zina. This is the hero that everybody around them says, hey, Talak, come, big boy. This is the hero that says, Inni akhafullah. Nay, by I fear Allah. This hero among the seven will be shaded on Judgment Day where there's no shade except Allah's shade. This hero is the one that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for, longing to meet. This hero is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves three more than three. This hero is struggling to come out of you. But it's submersed in fitan, struggles within. This hero could be nourished by strength of iman or drowned by the act of disobedience. But that decision will only come from you, no one else. You can make that hero a true hero or simply a zero. Wallahi, it's up to you, akhi and ukhti. No one will ever point a finger to anyone else except yourself. So raise the motto, if it is to be, it's up to me, and be an accountable person. So I'll take you through a quick journey, inshallah. And after that, we will leave the floor as an open discussion or questions answers. So you have to ask yourself a question. Who am I? Am I a hero or a zero? But don't answer that question yet. I will be asking you some rhetorical questions. No need for answers, but at least be honest with yourself again. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you happy with yourself? When you go to sleep at night, are you ready to die? When you put your head on the pillow, are you ready for that head not to be raised up again? When you blink your eye, are you ready for that blink that will not open? When you breathe, are you ready for that breath not to go out or back in again? When your heart pulses, could that be the last pulse? When you meet Allah, what are you going to say? If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees you on Judgment Day, will you know to be of his ummah? Too many questions. But some of them are straightforward. The first question I usually ask the youth is, why were you created? And some of them jump the gun, and the answer is very clear, very easy. It's mentioned in the Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the jinn and the ins except to worship me. But I always tell them that's not real the question. The true question is the question behind the question. You got the answer correct just to answer the question. But there's a deeper meaning to it. Does your life reflect what you just said? Does your actions and deeds actually speak out of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? Are you a part-time Muslim? Are you a Jum'ah Muslim? Are you a Ramadan Muslim? Are you a Eid Muslim? Or are you a Muslim that you come in here to bring the Shaykh to say the Adhan and then you only come back to the masjid when they pray Janazah on your soul? What kind of Muslim are you, akhi? Then we ask you another question. What about your whims and desires? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? What do you see on the walls in your own room? Is it pictures of a famous person? An actor, a singer, or a dancer? What do you dress like? What do you eat? What do you drink? What do you say, see, hear, do, act like? And in the end, do you have a life or a lifestyle? Too many questions. But I'm only raising a red flag for those who don't know what the true answer should be. Or when they go home tonight, they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, it's time. It's time for what? Listen to Malik ibn Dinar. Rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu an as-sahabati ajma'in. This story is mentioned in the interpretation books, when it comes of the narration of the verse, أَلَمْ يَئِنْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Isn't it time for those who believe, for their hearts to tremble in the remembrance of Allah, meaning come back in repentance to Allah? So in the end, we'll give you a solution, inshaAllah, and we'll give you a road map and a game plan. And we'll finish on the positive. But first, you can't live in denial. And you cannot be schizophrenic. When you come to the masjid, you're like Abu Bakr. When you leave the masjid, You like Abu Jahl. Which face do you paint on? Who do you try to please? Your peers? Your parents? Allah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which camp are you on? Camp of Rahman or camp of Shaitan? Subhanallah. Are you overwhelmed yet with questions? Let me take you through a quick link that this poor slave of Allah has received via an email. You get bombarded by emails and you wonder whether you open it or not. Should you just report it as spam, delete it before you even open it? But alhamdulillah, I did. Imagine this journey. Click on the link. A window opens. And that window, now from dark, it fades out on a face of a young man. His name is Abdullah. You may have even seen it yourself. You hear the interviewer says, "Ya Abdullah, if you knew then what you know now, what would you have done?" And the camera pans out, it goes on a wide zoom, and from the face you see Abdullah is sitting on a chair. He's quadriplegic, he's paralyzed from the neck down. The first word comes out of Abdullah's mouth is amani, wishes, dreams, hopes. And he mentioned three to be specific. Let's take him one at a time. And I want you to think that you are now Abdullah. You are now sitting in his chair. And think about these amani. And be honest with yourself again. Just a youth, just like you. I know we think we're invisible, immortal. No one can touch us. We'll never die. We'll never grow old. We can do whatever we want. No boundaries, no limits. The sky is the beginning, not the limit. But this man had a car accident. He's now quadriplegic. He says, amani, wishes. The first one, he says, atamanna an ashjud lillahi sajda. He's paralyzed. He says, my first wish, I wish that I can prostrate to Allah just once before I die. Just give me one more chance, O Allah, to prostrate once before I die for your sake. The things you take for granted, akhi and ukhti, when you prostrate to Allah. So how are you doing, akhi and ukhti, with the salah? If you say manana, why should I pray? Allah ghafoor rahim. Yes, of course, man, Allah ghafoor rahim. But he's also shadeed al-iqab. He's most merciful. No doubt, we never despair of Allah's mercy. But there is another side. Why do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wada'a ayatul rahmah ma'a ayatul azab? Why do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined in different places in the Quran that verse of mercy and the verse of punishment together? لِيَكُونَ الْعَبْدَ رَاغِبًا رَاهِبًا. So the slave of Allah should be hoping in the mercy of Allah and fearing of the punishment of Allah. And why salah? I know it's not our topic, but we talk about it quickly inshallah. On Judgment Day, we will be called. Aina fulan ibn fulan? Where is the son of slave so and so? Abdi lima lam tusalli? Oh my slave, why did you not pray? Oh wallah, I was rich. I had so much money. I was busy. Places to go, things to do, people to see, the dollar is up, the yen is down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you bluff. He says, أَأَنْتَ أَغْنَى مِن سُلَيْمَانَ Are you richer than Sulaiman alayhi salam? No one. He says, but did not deter him from doing his prayers or worshipping Allah. Some of the opinions of the scholars, if you don't pray in this dunya, you will pray in the hereafter. Difference of opinions, whether you'll do it in the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah, or on a stone from the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. Either or, it's not pretty. So you have a choice. You can do it in a nice, air-conditioned, comfortable place, or the choice is up to you, akhi. Okay, big guy? The choice is up to you. What happens? Here comes another one. Now the next man is brought forth. Abdi lima lam tusalli. My slave, why didn't you pray? He heard that the first man said that I was rich but didn't work. Oh Lord, kuntu faqir. I was poor. How poor were you, man? I was so poor. You know, are you poorer than Isa alayhi salam? He used to say, al-ardu firashi was-sama ghatai. This earth is my bed. The heaven is my cover. That didn't deter him. Here comes another one. You can do the sound effect on your own. Third man comes through. Abdi lima lam tusalli. My slave, why didn't you pray? Because Lord, I was hot. I was so good looking. I was a hunk, man. I couldn't keep him off me. Sure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَأَنْتَ أَنْضَرْ مِنْ يُوسُفْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Were you more youthful and more beautiful than Yusuf alayhi salam? Before you answer that question, akhi, look at yourself in the mirror, please. Allah help you, wallahi. So, of course, the answer is no. So the first wish, he says, I wish I can prostrate. And what scares me is one ayah. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقْ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose part of him, will come forth in a way befitting His Majesty. طَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ. And those who prostrate to Allah in this dunya will prostrate to Allah in the hereafter. And those who don't, يُحَال ظَهْرِهِ إِلَى نُحَاسِ. His back will turn into a copper, solid. You won't be able to prostrate to Allah. Could you imagine, akhi and ukhti? Everyone prostrating to Allah and you're standing, Allahu Akbar. He says, that's not what pains me. What pains me are my friends. They saw me on the wrong path and they never got me back on the straight path. They're only sorry for me when I sit on that chair now, and they were never sorry for me when I didn't come to the masajid. We didn't pray. They weren't sorry for me, but they now are sorry for me when I sit. Can't stand. So I'm going to talk to you about three criteria, specifically about friends. Tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are. But this topic alone is one lecture. But the company you keep. But I will only give you the three criteria. If you ever find a person that has three criteria, hold on to them, never let them go. The first criteria is, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. If you see them, they will remind you of Allah. So you haven't prayed Asr yet. And then you see Brother Ahmed, you say, Allahu Akbar, I haven't prayed Asr yet. The second one, دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُهُ. The way they eat, the way they drink, the way they sit, the way they stand, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they behave is embodied Quran and Sunnah. It is a walking Quran and Sunnah. He leads you to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He leads you to heaven inshallah. He reminds you of heaven. He reminds you of hell. He reminds you of the mercy of Allah. He reminds you of the punishment of Allah. He reminds you of the Quran and the Sunnah. He's embodied as a Muslim in his life or her lifestyle. The third, زادك إيمانا منطقه. When they speak to you, your iman increases. These are the three criterias. Not the ones that come around. My man, how you doing? What are you doing tonight? Let's paint the town red. Top down. The hair is blowing. And you sit on the street corners, watching the sisters in humanity. And then you raise it. She's a 9. A 9.5. The judge from Australia gives her a 9.8. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Think about it. That is just the first wish. The second wish, he says, I wish that I can turn a page of the Quran. Imagine how many times you've taken that Quran, you put it on a shelf from Ramadan to Ramadan to collect dust. And when Ramadan comes in, it's time to bring the Quran back. It's Ramadan time. He says, I wish I can turn a page over again and I can read Quran. So how are you doing, brothers and sisters, to the Quran? How are you doing, akhi? Will the Quran complain to Allah on Judgment Day that اتخذنا هذا القرآن مهجورا? We abandoned the Quran? Do we live the Quran? Do we know what the Quran says? Do we go interpretation? Do we go into awamir and nawahi? So I will give you one homework for now. I want you to start a new note. Half of the note says awamir, commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains for something. Nawahi, prohibitions. What is permissible, what is not permissible. And every time you read it, you write it down. You know why? Psychiatrists will tell you, if you see something, you capture a percentage of it. If you say it, you capture another percentage. If you write it down, capture another percentage. I want you to look at this. This will be your ledger, the pros and cons. Have I done this, O Allah, what you told me to do every night? Have I stayed away from you for what you forbade me to do every night? And you push yourself a percentage higher every time. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu an as-sahaba ajma'in, is wallahi, on Judgment Day, every ayah will come, it will be reviewed by us, and it will tell us, Ya Abdullah, هذا أمر أم تمرت هذا نهي أم انتهيت. Did you do what the commands of Allah? Did you stay away from the prohibitions of Allah? In the Quran. And the third, he said, I wish that one day that I can run, open the door to our home, run to my mother with open arms on Eid day, kiss her hand and feet and say, Jazakillahi anna khayra ya ummah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. I wish I can still run to my mother, kiss her hand for what she's done for me. Kiss my father's head for what he's done for me. But I can't. So ask yourself, akhi and ukhti, how are you doing with your parents? Is it too late for some of you? Have your parents passed on? Will you go to the sheikh and cry as some of the grown men come to this poor slave as Allah's office and say, I have not been good to my parents and they're both dead. How I get my parents back to be able to be good to them so I can go to Jannah inshallah? Because I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says when he was in the pulpit, Ameen, because of Jibreel said Ameen 3 times. Man adraka, those who were lucky enough or fortunate enough to be in the presence of their parents, and there were not a good enough reason for them to go to heaven. Allahu Akbar. How are you with the opposite gender? You know, sometimes I visit the brothers in the university, and they can't concentrate, man. I go, what's up, brother? I go, I'm in love. Okay, man. I feel your pain. Been there, done that. It's cool. What do you love? You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You love the Quran? No, man. I love Sister Fatima. She's so beautiful, man. I can't get married to the sister. I'm in pain. I can't study. I can't do my homework. I can't do anything. Like Sheikh Wajdi, name Allah is English. Bashuf wushaf sahn al fool. I see her face in the cereal bowl, man. I can't think of anything. And then when the brother hears the Quran, nothing. Mm-hmm, yeah, nice, okay. But when he hears some songs, reminds me of Sister Fatima, the one that he can't bear, he's so beautiful. I go, Allah help you, man. You see, you started something wrong, now you're paying the price. I know, akhi, that you have fitan. I know that. I know, Allah help you, especially in the summer, you walk around downtown Sydney. I mean, I was walking today, I was going, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. How the brothers live here, man? Remember, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan came to Canada once. As soon as he came off the plane, he looked ahead, he put his fist down, and he said, Astaghfirullah. Then he looks to the right, he goes, Astaghfirullah. Goes to the left, he goes, Astaghfirullah. Now, you look down, even in the supermarket, they have advertising on the floor. You go, Astaghfirullah. You put up even the advertising on the billboards. Where are you going to go, man? So, I want to give you something. I want to give you something that you remember, inshallah. Please understand that you will only know whether you have taqwa or not when you're all alone. Wallahi. I will give you a measuring stick, inshallah, in the end, and we'll finish with this. Because I know the attention span is about 20 minutes, right? Otherwise, I see smoke coming out of your head. It's going, I lose you. So the first one, I want to give you something that I hopefully you won't forget. I want you to think that those eyes of yours are like camera lenses. They record everything you see. And those are your MP3. They're downloading everything you hear and say. And it's going to be on a CD. But this CD or DVD, you won't be able to hide from your parents underneath your clothes in the top drawer. Uh-oh, this guy knows what I do. Allah is scary, man. You can run, but you can't hide. I know where you live. This DVD will be shown on Judgment Day. Ala ru'us al-ashhad. In front of everyone. So ask yourself this question. Will I be proud of this DVD or the CD? And the most questions we get is the gender relations. Can I have a boyfriend? Can I have a girlfriend? Can I talk to them? My niyya is good, akhi. I want to marry her. يَعْمَلُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ أَخِي. Come on, man. It's you know, as long as the heart is good, the fish عَيْنَا وَكِلِيَ نْضِيفَ وَالْحَقَاتِ كَمِ الْحَوْدَ مَشَاءَ. You know, all that stuff that gets you anywhere, مَأَنْزَ اللَّهُ بِمِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, that you just yap. It doesn't get you anywhere, dude, because we know. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, if a man and a woman are together, who's the third? Shaitan, man. No. I'm different. I'm different, akhi. No. I can control myself. Yeah, right. Give me a break, man. Control yourself. No. If I see the sister naked, I will be the one covering her, man. Sure, she's like my sis. Yeah, you bet. Then what's the measuring stick? You know, most of the people think that khalwa is when you're all alone physically. Between four walls, right? It's not true. Because ta'rif al-khalwa huwa atman al-faj'a. The definition of khalwa is you being at ease with if anybody surprises you, right? So here's a case scenario that you actually go through every night, right? Your parents are gone to sleep. Right. The door is closed. You're all alone. Laptop is open. According to you, these are the gates of heaven. Wow, let's play. Let's have fun. Let the games begin. So you now start chatting. Hey, honey, how you doing? What are you wearing tonight? Can I see you tomorrow? Then what happens? You hear this, the dreaded noise. Uh-oh. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? You have them? You don't have the cup? Nothing? Right. It's your father. Luke, I'm your father. Now your father is standing in the door. What happens to you, man? You're either talking to sister on the phone or you're chatting. And all of a sudden, from what are you wearing tonight, honey? Hey, yes, brother Abdullah, we'll see you tomorrow for the halaqah tomorrow night, inshallah. We'll discuss the Quran verses. Who are you kidding, dude? So if you change it, you know what you're doing. If you don't change it, so what is the advice? لا تجعل الله أهون الناظرين إليك. Don't make Allah the least of your worries of those who can see you. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, akhi? Is it possible for us to be the reason for people out there not to become Muslims? Could that be possible? Could I have what I've heard today, is that possible? Could it be possible for us, من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم could be the one تكون فتنة لقوم الظالمين? Do you think you want to be held accountable in front of Allah on Judgment Day? People do not want to become Muslim because of me, O Allah. Could that be possible, akhi? Could your name be Muhammad or Abdullah and you all of a sudden you become Mo? What's your name, man? Mo. Why you change your name to the Three Stooges, dude? What's your name, Ukhti? Latifa. Tata. Fatima. Whatever. Queen Latifa. What are you doing? Wallahi. Where do you belong? What happened? What happened to you? Who are you? Today, I'm a banana. Tomorrow, I'm an apple. After that, I'm an orange. You're a fruit salad. Because wallahi, you become a fruit salad. If you don't know who you are, you don't have your identity as a Muslim, you will be lost. Lost. So from now on, you want to say, I'll be the reason for people to become a Muslim, inshaAllah. You know what's the best way for da'wah? Your akhlaq, your manners, your moral conduct, your behavior. Walk the talk, man. Don't be a hypocrite. Walk the talk. People will become Muslims because they know who you are. That's the language out there. Do you think, will you go up and them and give them the hujjah? Don't they think they know what they are? Do you know what's right and wrong? But when they see it in action, they say, aha, that's the fruit. I can see it now. Muslims are good. They will become your best defenders. You are a walking pulpit, akhi. I'm sure you heard this 1,000 times before. But it's time for you to actually walk the talk. Do something about it. Be held accountable. And be say, ha anadha, here I am. Don't tell me my father is this, my grandfather is that, my cousin, my uncle. Don't tell me that. He says, ha anadha, what have you done for the deen of Allah, akhi? What have you done? What have you done to raise the banner of Islam in the West? At least, hold on to yourself. Be a key that opens the gate of righteousness and closes the gate of evil. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make you the one that opens the gate of evil, closes the gates of good. Subhanallah, ya akhi. Lillahi rijal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has men working on their behalf. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs anyone. But mafatih lil khayr, maghaliq lil shar. Those who open the gates of good, close the gate of evil. Be that one. Make a difference. Make a change. Turn things around and start by yourself first. Where's the proof? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. Nara wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. First thing is that you protect yourself from the hellfire. And then your family, inshaAllah. So to recap quickly, the questions that you were asked are so many. But I will leave you with a practical example. When you walk, if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks and sees you, will he know you're a Muslim? You know the brothers that walk around with the baggy pants? You know those ones? With the, you know, the thingies, the ears and plugs and stuff. I don't know what to do with the rings anymore. I don't know whether to hang a curtain or just get a better reception on the satellite dish. The baggy pants walking around, what happens? You ask the brother, oh, baggy pants, man. You can put another brother next to you, dude. What happened? He goes, eh, sohbah, sohbah. It's all you told us about the righteous company. I need another brother next to me to make sure that I'm going. Shaitan is weaker on two and weaker on three and so on. So keep asking yourself the same questions, inshallah, every day. But never despair of Allah's mercy. You know why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves three more than three. You know what, who they are? Among them, the youth that is righteous more than the senior that is righteous. You know why? Because you know us old guys, you know, been there, done that. Now we're married, we got kids. We're getting closer to the grave. We're trying to be good before we die. But the young youth, you are a walking bag of hormones. The tests and trials are there for you. You're not married yet. You're walking around as a scanner. You know, you're the... But if you lower your gaze, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you more because this is more difficult for you. Have you not heard, and be among those seven, inshallah. Have you not heard about the seven? If you take nothing out of this lecture, inshallah, tonight, just take it out of that goal. That's only one goal. That's it. Among the seven will be shaded on Judgment Day, where there's no shade except Allah's shade. One of them is شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A youth that was raised in the righteousness of Allah, in obedience of Allah. But if you think it's nothing, I want to take you there quickly. That day is 50,000 years. Judgment Day is 50,000 years. The sun will leave its orbit. The hadith said it will be on far as a mil. This mile is either a mile in distance or a mile where the coal is dipped for the eyeliners. People will be drenched in their sweat. People will even be want to be thrown in the hellfire and not wait for the accountability to start. Everyone will say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. Except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine you'll be shaded on that day by doing what? By being a shabun nasha'a fi ta'atillah. By being that righteous youth that was raised in obedience of Allah. Maybe you will be the one that the woman that comes says, hayta lak. Come on, big boy. And you will say, Inni akhafullah. No, I fear Allah. Maybe you will be resurrected with Yusuf alayhi salam. Maybe that day will be the best day. Maybe you will win the Hur al-Ain. Much better than Hur al-Tin. Don't go into politics, inshallah. We want to leave here in one piece, inshallah. No damage done. Keep that upon your eyesight, akhi. You have a goal. You know who you are. You're a Muslim. You know who your ancestors were? You know where you created for? You know where you're going to end up? You know why? Where you're going? You know where you're going? So that line should never leave you. I know it comes out of Lion King, but remember it. Remember who you are. It's true. Remember who you are, akhi. Keep your head up high. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He gathers us here in this dunya, to gather us, inshallah, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Firdaus al-A'la. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, nashallahu astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To listen to or download more Islamic lectures, please visit www.islamicmedia.com.au.